Capita Audio Bite.
Hello and welcome to Capita Audio Bite. This is the radio podcast made especially for everyone in Capita, wherever you work. I'm Dominic Byrne, and on this edition, it's School's Out as we find out about Sims. We'll also be looking at Capita's involvement with Army recruitment, and we have another competition as well. Back in the studio with me is Chief Executive Andy Parker. Welcome back to you, Andy.
Thanks, Dom. Great to be back.
And now, I'm guessing you're looking forward to the new football season, Andy, as I am.
Absolutely. Always excited as the close season comes to an end.
Okay, now, we are both big Liverpool fans. How are Liverpool going to do this season, Andy? And we will be monitoring what you say closely, and we will phone you up when the season finishes next year.
So I expect a big improvement off Liverpool this year, and I think we can challenge for the title.
Okay, so you're saying Liverpool will win the title is what you're saying there?
That is what I'm saying.
Okay, fantastic. And that would be brilliant. Let's not get distracted with football. We do have lots to talk about. Let's get on to the business roundup, Andy, for this month. Firstly, just tell us more about Capita Asset Services.
We have now exchanged contracts with an Australian company called The Link Group. We are in a process now of working through the regulatory and other approvals required, and we expect to complete the sale early in Q4 of this year. So we achieved a very good price. We're very pleased, and we're progressing that with colleagues within Capita Asset Services to reach a successful conclusion.
Okay, and Capita have acquired a new business.
Yes, we acquired a business called Octal Business Solutions. This is a small business based in Doncaster, welcomed 16 new colleagues. It'll be based within our customer management business. It's a technology and analytics business that specialises in tracking customer journeys via digital channels. And the key around this is it triggers an outbound contact. So this is where people are on a website, they drop out of the website for whatever reason, and depending on where they are on that website, it generates a contact. Either that can be an SMS, it could be a call, it could be a web chat, or an email. And it's really about improving the customer experience and helping our customers improve their sales.
Okay, as well as all that, you've also taken part in Digital Leaders Week as well. How was that?
That went very well. That was our Capita Software Services business, and they hosted a workshop exploring the use of chatbot within the public sector. This was a UK-wide initiative, and it showcased and celebrates the best digital transformation across both public and private and non-profit sectors, and that went very, very well.
Good. I think I had chatbot a couple of weeks ago, actually. I was on holiday, but I don't want to go into details. Finally, good news from the Pulse 2 survey, Andy, as well.
Yes, so we just had the results of the Pulse 2 employee engagement survey, and we've seen a slight shift to a more positive sentiment overall, and this is encouraging. It's a very short space of time since we took the last one, and hopefully it shows that the leadership teams have been listening to the feedback and taking action. And just a few highlights. 80% of employees feel that their business that they work in is a good place to work. 85% feel their immediate manager recognises work well done, and 86% understand the vision and purpose of the business they work in. We still have a lot more work to do, and we'll be running two more of these this year, and hopefully we'll continue to see that positive shift throughout the year.
They are positive results. They must be important to you.
These are hugely important, and it's really important to take that feedback from the employees. Listen where we're not doing very well, and importantly, when we get that feedback, it's actually taking action, and hopefully we then see that in future surveys where people actually recognise that a positive engagement is being done.
Okay, Andy, thank you for that for now. As I mentioned, we do have another competition this month. 10 pairs of cinema tickets are up for grabs. We'll tell you how to take part later, but just let me say now, do listen closely to the show. And we'll be looking at Army recruitment next.
Audio Bite.
Now, in 2012, Capita embarked on a 10-year recruitment partnership with the British Army. The relationship draws on Capita's expertise in resourcing to help deliver a more modern, efficient and cost-effective recruitment experience. So, Andy, part of the activity this year has been a recent TV campaign.
That's right. We've launched a new campaign working with the Army, and that's around This Is a Belonging advertising campaign. We've done that with our partners, and the feedback to date has been very, very positive, both from potential candidates, but also from the army themselves, who've really appreciated the new work that we've done.
Okay, Andy, well, on the line now is Michelle van der Peet, Chief Executive of the Recruiting Partnering Project. Michelle, welcome to the programme. Firstly, just tell us about Capita's relationship with the army.
What we're responsible for is all of the new recruiting into the army, whether that be regular service or reserve, which is their part-time, or their soldier or officer. This partnership is responsible for all of that. And the key thing for us is not just about getting the quantity of candidates into the army, but it's really important that when we have the right type of individual, so that's the quality element, but also there's about 250 different types of roles that we need to recruit to. And part of this is to make sure we get the right balance of roles so that the army have the right capability that we need as a nation in the future.
Okay, Michelle, so how does that work exactly?
We cover everything from attracting and marketing at the very start of the process, and then we hold the candidate's hand all the way through up until the moment that they join the army.
Okay, and how are you improving the application process?
We had a look at how long does it take for our candidates to actually apply, and it was something like 45 minutes, and we could just see that some candidates that, whilst they were really excited and potentially wanted to join, probably gave up halfway through because it was just taking too long. So one of the big innovations we've done over the last 6 to 9 months is introduced a new application called the Quick App. And that's taken our application process down from 45 minutes down to 10 minutes. And we've seen a massive increase in the number of people applying. So we've seen a 45% year-on-year increase in applications. And the great news is we're seeing them stick through the journey as well.
Okay, great stuff. And thank you for joining us, Michelle. Well, we decided to check out an example of the recruitment operation firsthand. So we sent our reporter, Andrew Fletcher, to the Sunderland International Air Show on the northeast coast of England.
Thanks, Don. Well, here on the seafront, a large crowd has gathered for the Sunderland International Air Show. It's the biggest free annual air show in Europe, with more than 1 million people attending over the weekend. And while we wait for the action in the sky to begin, there's plenty to do down on the ground at the Army recruitment event. Now, this is one of the ways in which Capita helps the British Army reach the next generation of recruits.
Ladies and gentlemen, the RAF Falcons!
Well, I'm with Major Alec Lang, who is a senior recruitment officer.
What we've got here is a typical community engagement and recruitment event that gives all my guys here the opportunity to interact with the public. It sows that seed for the future.
If you get scared, just let go and it'll bring you down nice and slowly. Okay.
Connor, here you're 16, you've just been trying on the parachute gear. How was it?
It was quite fun. It's quite heavy.
So you're going to try and join the army?
Yeah.
Events like this, have they played a part in that decision?
Yeah, they have a lot. Just seeing, looking around, they all look like amazing opportunities.
Okay, Alex, so as we can hear, this is the paintball.
Yeah, that's the one, as you can see. Big hit there. Lots of kids lined up, all wanting to have a shot.
How is Capita's support for events like these helping the army to recruit the next generation?
It's all about the follow-up. When they get in touch with the recruiting contact centre, the NRC, that's when it's so important that those contact teams enthuse the individual, really make them feel part of this is an organisation that wants you, and get the correct information across, accurate and timely information, and keep that interest going. Massively, massively important.
So Andy, obviously an important relationship then Capita has with the army.
It's hugely important. We have a very close relationship. We have to understand what their targets are, and actually also helping them change the way the army is viewed. And that's what the new advertising campaign is all about. And that's understanding from the army's perspective what they're looking for. And that's them working with the advertising people and trying to get the right campaign to recruit the right type of people. So it's hugely important.
OK, Andy, many thanks for now. And we're going to meet our studio guest next. Now, our studio guest this month is Phil Neal. No, not the legendary Liverpool footballer. He's actually a former teacher. He's also the MD of Capita SIMS, which stands for Schools Information Management Systems. Welcome to you, Phil.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, tell us, what is SIMS exactly?
So SIMS is a management information system for schools, and it handles everything that a school could possibly want in terms of assessment, attendance, personnel, finance, etc., etc.
The SIMS software was actually your brainchild.
It was.
So why did you start that business?
Slightly embarrassing. I hated writing school reports, and schools were beginning to acquire computers, and I thought one of the uses we could do with a computer is to actually generate reports from comment banks. And everything grew from that.
So kind of laziness a little bit, Phil?
Yes.
Okay, good. What sort of difference does it make, though, seriously, to schools and people that manage them as well?
So I think the automatic report writing probably didn't make an awful lot of difference. But I think what is becoming transparently obvious now is that schools can't operate with a management information system. So literally, first thing in the morning, children come in, they're registered. Within 5 minutes, the school knows if those children are in school or not. And they can alert parents immediately. So there's quite a big health and safety issue. We've also got examples where the software can be used to manage discipline. So a head teacher can see when something's happening in a classroom, decide to go out and congratulate a child on a piece of work, or potentially pick up a disciplinary issue.
So it's been a game changer, really?
I think it has, yes. I don't think schools these days, certainly secondary schools, could survive without the MIS, and SIMS is the one that most of the schools use.
Okay, and Phil, what are you working on at the moment?
We're currently working on the next generation of SIMS. There have been several generations of SIMS, and this is the one that takes us into the cloud. And the essential thing about it is actually making it transparently obvious how to use. So I think our software in the past has been very powerful, but you've had to try slightly too hard to use it. The cloud implementation makes it a lot more transparent as to how to do things.
Okay, and Andy, how did SIMS become part of Capita?
SIMS was acquired, and that's how Phil joined the group, back in 1994. Professor say it's been one of our most successful acquisitions of all time. It's the most profitable company in the group as an individual entity, and in no small part is that down to the part that Phil has played over all of the years from when he first set this up in the early 80s.
And Phil, as you were sort of touching on there, SIMS, it's really changed since you became part of Capita, hasn't it?
It has changed. It's more or less doing the same thing, but in a much more transparently obvious way.
Okay, and Andy, what's been Capita's role in these changes, developing the new technology, etc.?
So I think over the years, the role has actually been supporting the business, helping it with its investment, helping it bring in the right sort of people, but fundamentally supporting the people in the group itself, helping that company grow to be in the really successful position it is today, where it supports around 22,000 schools.
And I guess, Phil, you'd go along with that. It's vital, isn't it?
Very much so. I mean, Capita has actually given us a name that means that people want to join us. So it means we can attract much more high-quality staff than we would have been able to otherwise. So very significant.
Okay. Phil, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And Andy, we have some questions from your colleagues next.
Audio Bite.
Now, every month we give you the chance to get your questions to Andy and other Capita senior leaders. First on the line is Peter Reynolds from Capita Transformation. Hi to you, Peter.
Hi, Dom.
Now, what is your question for Andy?
So what are the things that we're doing now to make us more efficient and more digital, if you like, to position us better for growth?
Thanks for that question, Peter. Over the coming months, we're running a number of projects that'll be rolled out to help us get into better shape and hopefully support our return to growth. The programme's called Smarter Working. The programme is currently made of 8 different projects. These include things such as educating staff around Office 365 apps, improvements to purchasing practices, upgrading our SAP system. Now, all of these will sit within a joined-up plan to ensure that we don't bombard people with too much change at once, and details will be available on Capita Connection shortly. But the key aim of this is to remove as much admin pain from our business leaders as possible by simplifying and automating the key processes and systems. We want to enhance our technology and our communications infrastructure and the tools we use, and also to ensure we comply with the latest regulatory requirements, which is one of those things that we have to do. So that's the key things that we're trying to do. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, I was just going to ask whether you feel that us being more digital internally with that program will help us deliver better solutions for our customers.
Yeah, I think that's it's a really important piece, that, Peter. So one of the things that we sell to our customers is a digital transformation, and I think it's important that we do those same things to ourselves, actually. So I don't think we can be credible unless we're actually living and breathing that digital transformation. So I think it's really important that we're actually doing that transformation to ourselves and then actually being able to demonstrate the benefits when we sell that to our customers.
Yeah, thanks. That's really great.
Okay, Peter, thanks for that question. Now, next on the line, we have Elaine Secular, Head of Marketing for Capita Intelligent Communications. So, Elaine, Andy is here. Fire away.
Hi, Andy. So I wanted to know about the Changemakers campaign. So it was launched a few months ago, and we all got involved with the LinkedIn takeover and the Changemaker Awards. I'd just be really interested to know how it's been going across the whole of Capita.
Thanks, Elaine. That's a great question. It's been going really well, and we've exceeded the campaign targets. We've had over 14,000 visits to the Changemakers pages on our website. We've seen a 15% increase in traffic to the customer-facing pages on Capita.com, and we've had over 1.7 million online impressions in the 10 weeks that the phase one of the campaign has run. So phase two of the campaign commences in September, and we'll be profiling more of our successes. So we're absolutely delighted of how it's gone so far, and we hope that phase two also beats all our expectations.
Elaine, how is the Changemakers campaign doing from your perspective?
Oh, it's a great opportunity to kind of showcase everything across Capita. So, fully behind it. It's great.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for getting in touch with us.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Thank you, Elaine. And it is as easy as that. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, just drop us an email to audiobite@capita.co.uk. That's audiobite@capita.co.uk. Byte is spelled B-Y-T-E. Now, I can tell you that next month we'll be joined by the chairman of Capita, Sir Ian Powell. So maybe you have a question for him. If so, just drop us a line. Now, Andy, before we close the show, we've got a couple more bits of business to discuss. We've talked about Capita's new relationship with the Alzheimer's Society on previous podcasts, but you've got one last event with the Prince's Trust, which is your former charity partner.
That's right. We're once again the headline sponsor for the Palace to Palace bike ride. It takes place on Sunday, the 1st of October. The ride starts at Buckingham Palace and finishes in Windsor. You can either take the shorter 45-mile route or the longer 90-mile route. If you can't make the Palace to Palace event, you could take part in our virtual bike competition, the Greater Capita Bike Off. Participate by clocking up cycling miles and sponsorship over the course of August. Last year's Great Capita Bike Off raised over £5,000 for the charity. So please do support your colleagues by making a donation and cheering them on. Points are awarded for miles cycled and funds raised. So please participate wherever you can.
Andy, thank you very much. Well, as we've mentioned, we have a competition this month. 10 winners can get hold of a pair of cinema tickets. So I hope you've been listening carefully. To win, all you have to do is just tell us, where did our report on army recruitment come from? So where did our report on army recruitment come from that you heard earlier in the podcast? Email your answer to audiobite@capita.co.uk. The competition closes on Friday, the 1st of September, and we'll have the winners on our next edition. Well, we'll be back next month, and as I mentioned, the chairman of Capita will be with us, plus, of course, more news and reports from across the Capita community. So from me, Dominic Byrne, our guest Phil Neal, and Andy Parker, it's goodbye.
Capita Audio Bite, back next month.